We've heard from Kent MP Greg Clark calling for the government to do more to help firms. One of the Labour Party leadership candidates, Rebecca Long-Bailey, is supporting calls for a universal basic income to help workers and those self-employed. So on the line now is Dr. Lauren Ware, a lecturer in philosophy at the University of Kent, who's looked into the concept. Just to explain, Lauren, what is basic? What is the basic income?
Right. Well, thanks for having me. So basic income is basically scrap all the means tested, kind of conditional, you've got to qualify for it, payments. And instead of that, at the beginning of the month, every citizen, regardless of what your situation is, just gets a monthly payment of the same amount.
Oh, okay. So what did you find when researching this?
It was a friend that told me about it in the pub to start with. And my first thought was like, this is so easy. I could run this like from my bed in my pajamas, which right now sounds like the kind of thing that people might be doing. So like, I just like the simplicity of it. And then my philosophy research is on emotions and kind of political emotions and how emotions impact our decision making. And what struck me was that in both the arguments before basic income and against it, they were all talking about fear. So the one side saying, you know, this is going to make people much less anxious, less afraid, and that'll be good for all sorts of reasons. But then on the other side, you had people saying, no, without, you know, the fear of starvation and homelessness, no one's going to, you know, get off the couch. So I was interested in kind of which side could be supported by the research.
Yeah, incredible to get such varying sort of degrees in the opinion. What do you think about Rebecca Long-Bailey, a Labourship leader candidate who's backing calls for a UBI to deal with the economic impact of the coronavirus situation?
Yeah, I mean, I was really excited to hear that. I think that's an excellent idea.
And what do you say to the critics who say that it's money for nothing and it'll encourage laziness?
Well, I not to be mean, but I don't really have any sympathy for that view, because that's not how we are as humans, really. Mm. And like, what's kind of what'll be interesting is how whatever happens over the next few weeks and months, like if we reflect on ourselves, like maybe we need a bit of a break, but eventually we'll get bored. And I just don't think that when people are, you know, they all have projects and stuff that we're interested in, things we want to do, and I don't think we would really be lazy for the rest of our lives if we didn't have to work.
No, you're right. We're social beings, aren't we? We want to do things.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's a question. How much do you think the payment should be a month, and how can we afford it?
How much it should be a month? So, like, yeah, the devil's in the details with what you want to count and what age, and is it for everyone, and is it for, you know, international students as well studying here? But, I think the numbers that have been talked about recently, £1,000 a month, £2,000 a month, something like that. I mean, you can live on that if you're not worrying about being able to pay rent and being able to get food on the table. That sounds like a sort of reasonable amount.
Interesting. Well, hang on a separate note. I understand you've looked into emotion and politics. So how do you think that's playing out here with this pandemic now?
It's so interesting. I have to do a shout out probably for the module I would be teaching right now is political emotions.
Okay.
And the students are just like in their elements, because every day there's something to talk about. Who are we blaming? What are we angry at? What are we afraid of? So it's really interesting.
It really is, isn't it? Well, Lauren, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate that. There's a lot more to be talked about, but appreciate it. Thank you. So there she is, Dr. Lauren Ware, a lecturer in philosophy at the University of Kent, giving some interesting angles on that. £2,000 a week. Are we intrinsically lazy? Would we sit back? I kind of agree with Lauren. I don't think that we would do. I think people are social animals and people are creative animals. And I think if you've got the means to do something, you're going to do it.